A very good morning to you all and welcome to day 18 of our 40 days Lenten prayers and reflections. Today is Tuesday, 9th March 2021. Heavenly Father, we have fallen in and out of love with so many people, and yet in our hearts we know that you have created us to love and to be loved with a deep and lasting love that is a mirror of the depth of love that Christ has for the church. Father, you have demonstrated to us through the Lord Jesus Christ the tremendous depth of love that you desire in each of your children, a love that flows from you to us, a love that should flow through us to others. Father, we have fallen in and out of love before, but we pray that we may develop a new and extraordinary depth of love that comes only through you, so that at the right time, you would bring into our lives that kindred spirit and soulmate whose love for us is only exceeded by their love of you. We ask this in the name of Jesus Christ, who loved us and gave his life for us. Amen. Listen now for the word of God from 1 Thessalonians 2:13 to 20. Therefore, we never stop thanking God that when you received his message from us, you didn't think of our words as mere human ideas. You accepted what was said as the very word of God, which of course it is. And this word continues to work in you who believe. And then, dear brothers and sisters, you suffered persecution from your own countrymen. In this way, you imitated the believers in God's churches in Judea, who because of their belief in Christ Jesus, suffered from their own people, the Jews. For some of the Jews killed the prophets, and some even killed the Lord Jesus. Now they have persecuted us too. They failed to please God and walk against all humanity, as they try to keep us from preaching the good news of salvation to the Gentiles. By doing this, they continue to pile up their sins, but the anger of God has caught up with them at last. Dear brothers and sisters, after we were separated from you for a little while, though our hearts never left you, We tried very hard to come back because of our intense longing to see you again. We wanted very much to come to you. And I, Paul, tried again and again, but Satan prevented us. After all, what gives us hope and joy? And what will be our proud reward and crown as we stand before our Lord Jesus Christ when he returns? It is you. Yes, you are our pride and joy. Dear friends, my text this morning is verses 7 to 20. And in that passage, the Apostle Paul expresses his love and concern for the brethren and shows how he values their commitment to the Lord. Through the gospel, Paul had established bonds of friendship with the people of Thessalonica, and even though he was physically absent from them, his heart was always with them. What a beautiful thought and expression. First Thessalonians is a classic of friendship, because in it, Paul expresses his deep affection for his friends. That is why Paul uses two interesting pictures to exemplify his relationship with the people he had been teaching. Verse 17, "Dear brothers and sisters, after we were separated from you for a little while, we tried very hard to come back because of our intense longing to see you again." Paul was always longing to see the people he had been nurturing in the faith. And even though they were separated physically, Paul's heart never left the church in Thessalonica. The love of Christ had brought them together, and even though they were now minding their own businesses in different places, they were together in spirit. Church ministers, pastors, and Christian people must develop love and concern towards each other. Love that cannot be breached by distance. So we are told that Paul wanted to go back to Thessalonica for love of them, but Satan blocked his way. Dear friend, what is the cause of disunity between pastors and members of churches in places where they had served before? Why are we often reluctant to relate with people, with the people we love, those that are near to us, and even those that may be far away from us? It seems to me from the wisdom of Paul that it is Satan's work always to throw obstacles into the Christian's way, but it is our duty to surmount those obstacles and to do what is right. And then Paul speaks of the Thessalonians being his crown. To those of us who are teachers and preachers, can we say that those we are teaching are our crown? That is, they have been listening and learning and doing what we are teaching them to do from Scripture. The only prize in life that Paul really valued was to see those he had ministered to or was ministering to living well and living out the gospel principles as he had taught them. You know, dear friends, the glory of any teacher lies in his or her students, and our greatest glory lies in those whom we have set or helped on the path to Christ. Friend, there is nothing more that can bring us so much credit before God than those whom we have led nearer to Jesus Christ. Can you be my crown? For those of you listening to me who are pastors and preachers of the word, what is your relationship with those you are ministering to? If you were to leave them for another assignment elsewhere, would you miss them at all and long to see them again at some point? What about the church members in the body of Christ? Have you been diligent in learning from the pastors or teachers? And are you sure they can boldly proclaim that you are their crown? I would be so pleased to know that all those who are listening to me daily are benefiting from my teachings and building their faith in God. We need reciprocal love between Christian people and their leaders or pastors or shepherds, and we need true love that lasts. Love, true godly love, is not temporary or transient. Love is a commitment that is meant to last. Love is not based on everything going right or always being happy. Love is not an emotional feeling, but rather a choice of the will. Casual commitments do not produce a foundation for deep and meaningful relationships. Instead, we should love others as God loves us, with an unfailing love that never ends. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for your deep love towards us, and thank you for sending your only begotten Son, our Savior Jesus Christ, to suffer on the cross for our sake, so that our sins could be forgiven and that we may live with you forever in heaven. Lord, we know that we do not warrant your love, and yet you have showered unconditional love and grace towards us through Christ, for which we praise and thank you. But Lord, you desire all your children to love others as Christ loved us, but our love is poor and weak and is far removed for all that you desire of us. Fill us, we pray, with the love of Christ, that we may love others in the same way that Christ loved us, so that as your love pours into our souls, we may be used as a conduit for Christ's love to stream out to others with whom we come in contact. Help us to demonstrate your love not only to those that are lovable, but also to those who lash out at us through pain or anger, disappointment or loss. May the love of Jesus be manifested in us, and may the love of Jesus be distributed by grace through faith to all with whom we come in contact. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And now may the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit bless, preserve, and keep us this day, now and forevermore. Amen.